Good afternoon, I'd like to call the meeting to order. Ground rules for communication. Please do not speak across the table. Director Collins drew the chair. Please.
Point of order. We have a quorum.
Yes.
Can we take roll?
Yes, we can. That's on the agenda.
It's on the agenda.
Roll call of number 8. We're on 1A.
Well, we have to make sure we have a quorum.
Right.
By calling roll.
I called it to order. Please read your agenda. Item number 1, please roll call. Thank you. The Wi-Fi connection network is P Center West. That's PEACECENTRWEST. And the password is P3916. That's PEACE3916. And the secretary, can you please take roll?
Chuck Anderson. Anthony Antrim requested an excused absence. Rodrigo Argueta.
He sent a text message and email requesting an excused absence.
And what information will you forward that to the entire board, please? The point of information is, don't we have a policy that requires that we notify the entire room?
We have a policy.
You're going to forward the text to email.
Just forward your email to the board.
Can we move on with the book?
There's no book. You're interrupting and you haven't been called
in. Tell me to be doing it. Fred Blair. Lydia Persson.
Here.
Steve Brooks.
Here.
Chris Condon.
Here.
John Crumshaw.
Present.
Luis Garcia. Ariana Gladney.
Here.
Tej Graywall.
Present.
Kim Kaufman.
Here.
Fred Klunder.
Here. Present.
Yay.
Jim Lafferty.
Present.
Chipasha Luchembe. Brenda Medina.
Present.
Dutch Merrick requested an excused absence. Michael Novick.
Present.
John Parker. Steve Pride.
Here.
Lawrence Reyes.
He was here a minute ago.
He's in the building. I'll call him.
He went to get
Okay.
There he is. Yay.
Lawrence Reyes. Lawrence, you're doing roll call?
Hi.
Lawrence Reyes?
Present.
Thank you. Don Friesersbach.
Present.
John Wenger.
Here.
Lamont Yakey. Sixteen present, Madam Chair.
Thank you. Excuse me, I have a request from Arisa, Anthony, can you forward the word to Anthony, please?
She said it on her phone. I didn't get it.
Okay.
No, the Anthony one I can send.
All of them to the other people.
Yeah, I'm not sure if this is in order, and if it's ruled out of order, I understand. I did not understand that there was going to be an LSP meeting at our last meeting, because if we not begin to last, the scheduled time it would have ended. I had a bus, had a catch, I left immediately to the delegate assembly to go to catch that bus. And subsequent to my departure, there was an LSP meeting that I was absent from. But I couldn't request an excused absence because I didn't know what was happening. So I'd like to request a delayed excused absence from that meeting that drafted.
Is that for approval of the next minute?
It would be under the next minute.
It's back.
Well, from the previous month.
It's under. You can either do it now or a correction to the minutes, however you want to do that.
Okay, it would be said that we'll do that to the correction of the minutes, so that'll go under 1B. these absence requests? Are there any objections to...
I got an email from John Parker, I believe.
Yeah, that's right. He sent that.
Did you call
his name? I did call his name, but I didn't. I can call forward.
This is a point of order. I believe that we did agree that email requests could be forwarded.
Right, and I was waiting for the agenda items when we include it for the list. I can forward those. Unless there are some that come in a text message at any time, a lot of you have not provided me with your cell phone numbers, so please provide me with that. I can forward it in that fashion.
We could also forward it to email. That's for the LSD.
I'll learn how to do that one day when I'm more excited.
Okay, I'm forwarding. Okay, I just forwarded one of them.
I do have a John Parker is in New York, where he has a prior treatment
program.
And later. Thank you.
So to summarize this, so it's Antrim, Merrick, Parker, and there's one other. Okay, so we have four. Just so everyone knows.
The reason they gave to is we're getting you about now to the group, I guess.
Okay, Dutch had work-related, Parker is in New York, he has his MBA,
work-related,
Agueta has a person he's in
traffic
school, he cannot get out of, I have not heard from unrelated text.
She said, I will be leaving town tomorrow. My apologies for missing this very important meeting. And then her signature. That's the message I was.
Are there any objections to these four requests for speed documents?
Somebody has to move it. I move that we accept all the reviews.
Is there any objections?
Just a point.
Is that an objection?
Yeah, because I need to make a point.
Okay, so you are objecting.
Right.
And the reason for your objection is?
We haven't seen the evidence yet.
Mm-hmm.
So as soon as we get the evidence, we'll approve the excuses.
Okay, so we'll take a vote.
Well, we need to see the evidence.
Okay, I know.
Okay, you have two of them in your boxes now. You have Anthony Antrim and you have Dutch Merrick. I've already received them in my own box, so you have them in your box.
Yes.
Okay, if you'd like to see
someone second his motion.
I did.
Yeah, what?
Mr. Lafferty.
Oh, I'm sorry, what I seconded.
No, you seconded my motion.
John Wenger's motion?
Well, there's already a motion on the floor. How can I do
that? Is yours a motion?
He said it was an objection.
I heard somebody say
there was an objection.
Right after.
Mr. Lafferty said second, there was a motion?
Second to my motion.
Yes.
He had an objection, which he stated. But it's not in the form of a motion, yeah, unless you're making it a motion.
Well, my point is it's illogical to approve until we've seen the evidence.
Are you making a motion?
Yeah, I move that we enforce our policy to send this information directly to the LSP so that we can all see this and we don't have secretive feelings. And it's...
Well, turn on your laptop, John. Turn on your laptop, please.
Excuse me.
I second Wenger's motion.
I'm trying to move on. So, would anybody like to second?
It's
already seconded.
Okay.
We'll take a vote.
Yes.
Rick,
yeah.
I need to write this.
Let's read the request, and then we'll...
Well, what are we doing? Are we voting on the request, or are we voting on the motion to delay? Which is to do what?
Which is to delay upon receiving all this information for excused absences. So it's actually a substitute to my emotion.
Okay, well, you know, I would just stop the meeting. You email me what you have, I'll bounce it out.
I'm not going to stop the meeting.
Well, I don't want to
know. If I do not have my computer and if I don't have my charger, I'm not
going to. Well, you can log on to your
I'm not
going to
take that direction. We're going to move on with the meeting.
That means we want to have these. We won't have an attendance record for the meeting.
That does not stop the attendance record.
Okay. It will. I've unresolved a few after the question.
Okay,
So I don't understand his motion. What are we doing?
Okay, so the first motion was mine. So Brenda Medina moved to accept the excused absences. there was now a sub, is it a substitute?
The substitute motion.
A substitute motion by John Wanker to not accept the excused absences upon receiving all
until
the...
Until
the board receives the excuses, okay?
No,
and that's what... Am I correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
So the motion is to postpone
the
approval of the excused absences pending the receipt of all of the notices from those requesting excused absences to the entire LSC. That is the motion, Counselor.
Yes.
I have a comment. Point of order.
Point of order.
The body has been extremely indecorous up to this point. Everybody's been out of turn and not waiting for recognition from the chair. I don't know if you're on the tables, but I would urge everybody to zip their lips, raise their hand, and ask for permission to speak.
Thank you. Thank you. Use the microphone.
Yes.
Yes. Councilor Brenda.
Okay, now I can
understand.
The microphone's on the floor in front of you, in case you didn't
know. Okay, so Dr. Wanger's motion has been seconded.
Hi. Hello. Anyway, I just want to point out that as per the bylaws, you can only approve excused absences in the meeting in which we are involved. It cannot be done afterwards. So, if you want to pass a motion that says that the absences are approved with the proviso that we have to have the evidence submitted at some point, we could do it that way, but I don't see how we can do it this way.
Make an amendment.
Because we cannot approve them any time other than today. I'll make an amendment that we approve the excused absences with the proviso that we have to see the evidence.
But who are you amending? Medina or Wanger?
I'm amending John.
That's not an amendment.
That's a substitute.
Okay, substitute.
No,
we can't have two.
It's an amendment to this.
Yeah, but you say don't do it. You say do it.
No, out.
Okay. The substitute isn't an amendment. It's a whole different motion.
Madam Chair, there are people...
Okay, excuse me. I understand. Excuse me. We're waiting on microphone. I'm in the middle of something. It's not that I'm not paying attention. I'll take my advice. Thank you. Mr. Lafferty?
I saw the question on John's motion.
Point of order, Lydia.
The amendment is in order.
Yeah, the amendment is in order.
I'll second that amendment. Can you separate the mics from each other, like that red mic? There's a lot of feedback coming back from, so if you can just make sure that the mics are separated. Can you put the mics on different chairs in front? Let's just separate them. And if that one, if the blue one is too close to the amp, go ahead and move that one too.
I'll move the amp. That one's not
going to
move.
Okay, Mr. Reyes, the question's been called, but the line of order for the hand raised, and Mr. Reyes can respond. So the question's been called.
Yeah, no, that's a lot.
Okay. The question's been called. The question's been called. If you are in favor of Mr. Brooks' amendment, please raise your hand. If you are in favor, which is a yes vote.
I'm sorry, I have a question. So is this an amendment? Point of information. So is your motion a substitute of John Wanger's motion?
No.
It's an amendment to his motion.
Exactly.
Okay. Just double checking on for my vote.
Okay. If you are in favor of the Mr. Brooks' amendment.
Can you read the whole thing?
I have no idea what it is.
Okay,
here's what I think he said. The accused absence request shall be voted on, providing that evidence shall be shown later during this meeting.
Oh, no.
Well, my
amendment was that we are approving the request for excused absences with the proviso that the evidence has to be supplied to us. So that
what if, it doesn't?
If that never happens, then that absence is not approved.
Right. Subsequently, it's the plug.
Right.
Now or now.
That's not in the menu. That's a substitute.
Well, substitute, whatever.
Well, we can't have a substitute.
No, we just have to see it.
You know, the name.
The
name.
The
name.
The
name.
The
name. The name. The name. The name.
The name. The name.
The name.
The name.
The name. The name. The name. The name.
The name. The name. If it's an amendment to Wenger or substitute.
We're disturbing the meeting next door. They came to object.
Okay,
the excused absence request shall be approved, providing that evidence shall be shown later.
Email to the board later.
With the understanding that the evidence of the law is the only
Is there any objection to this? We're taking votes. Is there any objection to the amendment?
No.
There's one objection. Okay, so we'll take a vote. If you are in favor of Mr. Brooks' amendment, please raise your hand if you're in favor. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, yes. No.
That's still too loud.
No, I'll take the no vote.
Point of order.
No. I'm in the middle of a vote. What do you
mean?
Are you voting no?
No.
Okay, there's two no's.
Okay,
no, I don't have a no. I'm raising
my hand.
I've already voted yes.
Excuse me, you are out of order. I'm in the middle of calling for a vote. If you raise your hand during my vote, I'm going to count it. If you have something later, please wait for me to call the time window.
Go on.
Thank you. Okay, no votes. Again, we're what? Mr. Crenshaw, you had your hand up for a no vote?
No, I voted for yes.
Okay, I'm taking no votes right now.
Thank you.
Okay, there's no votes. Are there any abstentions?
Yes, I thought you were a no vote.
Okay, one, two, three.
There's one no vote.
There's one change to a no vote. There's one no vote. Abstention. 1, 2, 3, abstention. Okay, so the amendment passes. So we'll take the amendment to Dr. Wenger's motion, which is a substitute motion for Brenda. So the amendment to the substitute motion. Did you read that?
Yes.
Yeah, okay, now the amendment. Thank you.
The excused absence request shall be approved with the understanding that the evidence shall be emailed to the board.
Subsequently
emailed to the board.
Yes, that
would
be
fair. Right. Okay. Are there any objections? Okay, seeing none, motion carries. Moving forward.
Oh, well, then now the new main motion. Wenger is now the new main motion that has
to be. Dr. Wenger is the new main motion. So voting on the substitute motion as the main motion.
Detective.
Are there any objections? Seeing none? Mm-hmm. Okay, timekeeper, please, support. Yes, Ms. Kaufman.
Relative to the size of the room and the audience, we don't need the microphones, which appear to be annoying the next room anyway. Or maybe we don't need the microphones.
Are we recording or not? That was the only reason.
Yes.
We are recording?
Okay. We can speak them a little bit lower, or we can speak a little bit louder and farther. Please, we need a timekeeper. And
what about keeping time up?
Time of time limit for speakers speaking.
And for each agenda, correct? And have you agreed on the time for each speaker?
That's the next. Oh, we have to agree on that right now. 90 seconds. 90 seconds to speaker. Good. Thank you, Mr. Lafferty. Agenda approval. Are there any amendments to the agenda, Dr. Wenger?
Yeah, I move that we move from this meeting to the trial on December 5th to the two censure motions.
Is there a meeting on December 5th, sir?
Seven. Okay, whenever it is, the trial. Move it to the trial date. And the rationale is...
You're talking about the delegates meeting on December 5th?
Yeah, the delegates meeting, okay. Right. Would you like me to motivate that? The motivation for this meeting is we have an overly full agenda, 195 minutes, so we would do well to make some time available to it. And while it's not required that we do these censure motions in a delegates meeting, it is not forbidden either. And in all cases, they basically allege bad behavior on somebody, and so it's highly appropriate that we just address all three of those at the same time.
You didn't give an amendment to the agenda, that was it. Go ahead, Jim.
I have a point of information. Did your motion anticipate that there's no notice requirement that would be jeopardized by that?
Well, no, because it's already been because there was notice at the last meeting.
Yeah, I'm just clarifying.
Yeah, no notice requirement. I think the notice has been met.
There you go. Whatever. But the point is,
and there's no sanction. It's just, it's just a verbal sanction.
I got you.
Okay.
Thank you.
I'm not sure what that means for the agenda. Is there any objection to the agenda?
Yes, he just had one.
I don't understand what the motion is.
You want to remove it?
I
move it to the delegate.
Yeah, you won't be doing it. You won't be doing number 8 today.
No, you're removing it.
So are you?
You're removing
this from the local station board meeting.
Yeah,
you're
moving
it. Delegates can make the delegates. You've said that, but only the delegates can make their own agenda.
Why are you speaking out of turn? Excuse me. Please speak through the chair, Ms. Paulson. I've asked you to do that. Excuse me.
Stop it.
Really, are you going to speak to me like that?
Yes, I am.
You're going to tell the chair to stop it?
Yes.
Really?
She
spoke
first, and I would.
You are out of order. I'm clarifying something with Dr. Wenger.
Please tell me.
Okay.
We've got a little problem here.
Turn off the mic. Dr. Wenger, I'm clarifying your motion to remove item number 8 from the agenda
today.
Okay.
And move it to our delegates meeting, whenever it is, early December. And we're all delegates here, so we can all vote on that. And we're all LSB members, so we can vote on that. So if we agree to do it, I believe we can just do it and save some time. And so that's what I propose. And then we'll have all of our bad behavior discussions in one package.
Okay, so there's a motion to remove item number 8 from this agenda and move it to a completely separate meeting that's not part of the local station board media.
And this is a request, not a motion. So just send it by email as a notice to the delegates assembly.
Uh-huh.
Since I'm one of the central motions, I will before all of the delegates here accept it as proper notice because of the way for the delegate assembly, so I absolutely have no objection to that.
Okay.
Well, I'd like to amend.
There was not a second on his motion yet, was there?
I second it. I'd like to amend it to use the postpone, not just remove it.
No, move.
No, you have to.
Okay. Not remove. Let's make it move from this meeting to that meeting.
Correct.
That's what I thought too.
Yeah, that was the intent.
And I have part two.
Yeah.
Can I get an apology since she already said that she spoke out of order and you were yelling at me?
Right, and like she spoke when I called her, she spoke to the chair, so she has apologized to you.
I am speaking to the chair now, but before you were...
Okay, and I just delivered that.
Okay, so you don't want to apologize. Got it. No problem.
No, I passed
it on. Thank you.
Thank you. We've moved on. Okay. Are there any other amendments to the agenda? Ms. Lavone?
Yes, I'd like to move up the election of a vice chair since we're absent an officer for this meeting to be the new number two, and number two be the new number three.
Thank you, Ms. Lavone.
Is there any objection?
Would you
state
that again?
Reversing 2 and 3. Roman numeral 2 and Roman numeral 3 will be reversed.
No.
No,
B. 2 and 4.
Oh, I'm sorry. 4 will be moved ahead of 2.
Is there any objection? Okay. So move. Is there a motion to approve the agenda as amended?
Yes. I so move.
Is there a second?
Right.
Is there any objection? Okay, seeing none, agenda is approved. Minutes approval? Last meeting?
Well, no, we have a whole list. We have four sets of minutes.
So, there's Lydia?
Yes, I move to approve July 19th, 2014.
Second.
Is there any objection?
I didn't hear it.
I move to approve July
19,
2014
minutes. Is he seconded? Is
he right?
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you.
Any objection?
I have
so
to.
July 19th, was there an objection?
I have to abstain.
Well, you can wait for the vote. If you pronounce it.
That means.
Yes, are you objecting? Okay.
Yes.
I'm clarifying.
Okay.
Thank you. We could go to a vote?
Yes.
Okay. If you would like to approve the minutes for July 19th, please raise your hand. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Yes? Mm-hmm. No? Zero? Abstention? 1, 2, 3. And then present, not, oh, are you abstaining, Fred?
Yes.
Oh, 4, 5. Are you not present, not voting? Okay. Present, not voting.
You're present, not voting?
Mr. Condon.
Okay. Nine,
wait, point of order. This meeting was unquorumed. This is an unquorumed meeting. So we cannot approve these minutes. This wasn't...
We had a roll call.
This is an unquorumed meeting.
Okay.
This is a meeting that did not make quorum, so...
It's a non-meeting.
That's right. It's a non-meeting. There are no minutes for approval. Okay?
Okay.
Try and, you know, sorry.
Okay, well, the vote's been taken.
Okay,
so
that's fine.
Okay, so we go on to the next.
Objection to that vote. I move that that vote be struck, and these minutes are unquorumed. There was no meeting on that date.
Okay, we'll take a vote again. You like to approve these minutes for the 7th?
There was no meeting. There was no meeting.
You can have minutes of non-quorum meetings. But there was no business transaction.
There was no
excuse
meeting.
Me. Okay, you're speaking. I have not been calling on you.
Okay.
Mr. Lafferty?
Didn't I hear somebody just call the question?
We already voted on it.
I just made a motion that there was no meeting.
Excuse me,
and
can you speak to the chair? Can you speak to the chair?
I have no idea what the hell's going on.
I'm ready for a vote.
On what?
Okay, I need to speak. He's saying we can't vote on it. Okay, Ms. Kaufman, you really need to speak through the chair.
I did.
Lafferty, can you speak through the chair, please?
Just take a vote.
Okay.
Well, you're talking about the wrong minutes. The August one was August was the ad hoc committee of the chair. They were both
unquorum.
That's right. There was the July 19th had 14 members. I think you're switching the content. Here, look. The August 20th.
I'm
Your motion is out of order.
No, I'm just trying to clarify, so maybe we're just referring to a different, the wrong meeting.
Right.
The August one is the ad hoc committee of the chair, 11 members present.
It was in August.
The July 19th was 14 members present, quorum, and so this...
Thank you.
So we were voting on the July 1st.
The
August one is the ad hoc committee with no quorum. Okay, just
thank you.
Let's just be clear.
We're moving forward to August 20th.
Yeah, can we resolve this to her satisfaction?
No, the motion is out of order.
Well,
no.
There is a quorum at the
7th, 19th. That's July 19th.
Are you looking at that for a minute?
Excuse me. Can we wait till the chair is deciding in this? I'll call my speaker. Okay. We've already said. For July 19th, do you believe that that meeting was unquorum? Take a vote. Again, same vote.
No, we're taking the vote from Ms. Kaufman saying that she wants this these minutes to not be recorded on the record.
Okay?
And so
she wants the quorum meeting to not be recorded?
Yes.
Okay. There we go.
Wait. Let me.
Okay, you can start that. But the question has been
asked. It's already to the body.
But the body can approve the
Yeah.
motion.
Yes. Great. Okay.
I just wanted to approve the one that there's no objection, and then if she's
done. Okay, that's your discretion.
We're
past time. Jim. Okay, Jim. We have once we've approved the agenda, we have. Yeah. Okay, we're going to take the vote.
And the mic.
Okay, so we have to vote on the rest of the minutes.
I think this is that would get anyone.
Okay, we're going to take
a vote. Oh, is this all
the okay, so we can either vote on that. And then we go to the next meeting.
It was my mistake.
So we're going
to I saw my name.
I know, but it's already to the body.
I understand.
Okay.
I understand.
It's already to the body, so here we go. Let's go ahead and take that last vote, and we're on to the next item because we're at time with an approved agenda. So if you're in favor of Ms. Kaufman's motion that this is an unformed meeting, so to remove the approval, please raise your hand. Okay.
You're saying the motion is that it was unformed. Either it is or it isn't.
Okay. Ms. Kaufman, can you
say
your motion?
I tried.
You want to withdraw?
Yes.
Can you withdraw? Are you going to withdraw it or are we going to revote?
I only fucking said ask for that. About three times. What's wrong with you?
Okay, is there any objection to withdrawing?
Okay, moving forward. Announcement, please.
No, wait.
We have more minutes.
I move that we approve the agenda as amended.
You already did it. Yeah, we did because we're on the minutes approval. That's the next item.
So you can't move the other minutes because they weren't individually approved. That's why.
Right, so we're on to
have that one set of minutes.
Yeah. Okay, announcement.
Point of information.
We have a timekeeper on this.
Point of information, why can't we approve the rest of the minutes?
Because we're past time.
We had to call the question on the motion that was on the floor. So, announcement?
Do we actually take a vote, John, on moving the July
19th?
No. Okay. And she
will read the
So we're on announcement? Are there any announcements? Anybody else have an announcement? I have an announcement, so I'll go last. Mr. Lafferty?
One brief announcement. There may be others, but there are at least two protests already scheduled if the grand jury verdict in Ferguson is not to indict Officer Wilden. And that is to assemble, if the verdict is announced before 3 o'clock on a particular day, to show up at Lemert Park at 3 o'clock. If it's announced after 3 o'clock on a given day, to show up at the murder park the next day after.
Good
the There's also an announced protest for the following day after the murder park demonstration, whenever it may take place, at the federal building.
I can't hear the announcement, sorry.
Can at the federal building at 3 p.m.
Can you repeat that last one, sir? Sorry.
Yes. In addition to the protest, and there may be others, but in addition to this well-planned protest at Lamerton Park, it will either take place on the day of the announcement, if the announcement is made before 3 p.m., or the next day if it's announced after 3 p.m. There will, on the following day, whichever day that Lamerton Park demonstration took place, there will also be a demonstration at the downtown federal building. That demonstration, and there may be others, but those are the ones that are coordinated by a number of people.
Yeah, I have an announcement. So I know folks sometimes meet for the holidays. So as you may or may not know, there's been protests at or strikes at various Walmart. And there'll be, again, another series of strikes and actions in front of Walmart this Black Friday. So if folks are interested in participating, go to Black Friday protest.org. And if you're out of town and you can't join one, they are asking folks, and even if it's you and a couple of other people, to do a demonstration in front of a Walmart, since the store managers are required to report that to their corporate headquarters. So any type of action that people participate in would be greatly appreciated.
I've got three announcements. So I'll go after you actually, Mr. Hicks.
Okay, so on November 22nd, KPFA Radio presents Mexico's Fair War on Drugs. Sales War on Drugs.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
On radio, KPFA presents that. That's going to be Saturday, November 22nd at 2 p.m. at SEIU 721. 1545 Woodrow Boulevard, Los Angeles, California. So it's going to be simulcast too on the air.
Right. So Freedom Now will not be on the air at that time. So thank you for announcing that. Next week there are two major actions happening with LAUSD. On Tuesday, November 18th, there's a major demonstration happening outside the LAUSD building regarding ethnic studies. A lot of students and teachers will be out there because the teachers will be in professional development generally from 1:45 to 3 p.m. or thereafter. The students will be arriving around 2 p.m. And then the teachers will be arriving afterwards. That's at the LAUSD building at 333 Beaudry. On Thursday at Mariachi Plaza at First and Boyle, it's LA Schools That Students Deserve major demonstration happening with a lot of teachers who fight from the teachers union for their contract rights. So if you know people who are teachers or retired teachers, if you're in the north, south, east, or west area, there's a demonstration happening in each area. So the time for that demonstration, thank you, is at 4 p.m. Please do your part in the community to support any youth around you and for the schools that they deserve with their voice and for the parents. That's
where?
It's at Mariachi Plaza at First and Boyle.
Is there a title for that protest that they can find?
Yes. LA Schools Students Deserve. I need to contact the calendar to put an agenda item up on the website.
Also on Saturday, November 22nd, the KPFK LSB Outreach Committee is sponsoring a film showing called Propaganda, a movie of... On November 22nd, the KPFK LSB Outreach Committee is sponsoring a film showing of the movie called Propaganda. It's an expose of the saturation of the airwaves and the culture with propaganda for the maintenance of militarized systems. That's on the 22nd at the LA Workers Center, 1251 South St. Andrews Place in Los Angeles. The start at 6:30 for the film. There'll be a gathering for food before that, starting at 5. You can contact Reza, who's the chair of the LSB Outreach Committee, at 323-679-5023. Also, December 13th, which is a Saturday, prior to the next LSB meeting, I'm announcing it now, Frank Thorill is showing the film Guns, Drugs, and the CIA here at the Peace Center. That's the Saturday evening at 7, and I'll be speaking as part of the program.
Thank you, and also wanted to welcome our General Manager, Sue Berry. Welcome, thank you. Welcome, thank you. Are we on to our next agenda item, which is the election of the Vice Chair, which is, Mr. Reyes had his hand up. Oh, he's spoken. Can you speak?
Okay,
go ahead, sorry.
I'll use it, Mr. Clinton.
Yes, thank you.
I thought you had spoken.
I appreciate that, and I hope this is not at odds with anything you might say. I have in any case the honor of nominating Mr. Jim Lafferty for the position of Vice Chair.
I second.
Nomination, Ms.
Crutchman? I nominate John Crutchman, who's just around the family.
Are there any other nominations? Is he there?
Yeah, he was on the phone.
Okay, so we're going to take a statement. Are there any other nominations? Okay, seeing none, thank you for the nomination.
Okay.
John, you've been nominated. Do you accept the nomination?
Okay, sure.
Okay. Both of you will need to make a statement. Would you like to decide who goes first?
Who are the two of us?
You and Mr. Lafferty have both been nominated.
Oh, my gosh, that next one. I'll refer to the actual lawyer here, and I'll talk about other issues.
Okay. Mr.
Lafferty,
please
proceed. Well, other than promising world peace, the only thing I can think of that we could possibly add to this is give me a chance again that I've been trying for years, and I know others have as well, to bring a certain measure of civility to the chamber that we sometimes find and sometimes don't. Also, I think there have been times when people both sides of the room have felt with some justification that they haven't been recognized when they should have been recognized at the time, perhaps, not as it should have been, not because of any ill intent on the part of anybody who's been distracted or listening, but because that happened. And so one thing I would try very hard to do, because I think it goes to the question to the extent to which we can be specific, is to do whatever I can to ensure fairness in the discussion. Fairness in terms of who is recognized, the order in which they're recognized, the time in which they're given to speak. Beyond that, the other duties of the vice chair I have to accept, but the only reason I've accepted it and want to do it is for that sole reason of trying to make sure that meetings are as orderly as possible, as politely as possible, and that no one is feeling they haven't had a fair hearing.
Thank you. Mr. Crenshaw?
I appreciate what Jim had to say, and by next week I'll know whether I will join him in the ranks of attorney or whether I get the exam experience again. But regardless of that, I've always found that Jim talks about issues that are important to all of us and seems to represent both sides many times. And the thing that to me is most striking is the importance of what Vice Chair Bridget. And I feel very strongly that if the chair is there, the chair should be allowed to chair. And it bothers me when it seems as if the chair is being pulled one direction or another direction. It shows a lack of respect. And so if I were in that position, I would advise when asked, otherwise remain silent. I agree. I believe that the chair is in charge of the meeting. I made a comment that I was invited last month to sit on this side of the aisle. And I made a comment to someone else who had invited me just a few minutes ago that it looks just as goofy on the inside as it does the mask. And it's something that all of us bear the responsibility for. All of us need to conduct our business civilly, with respect, and to treat one another in a way that demonstrates that people listening to us on the screen will say they're representing our interests. And so that's what I would offer, and thank you for readily considering it.
Thank you. So we'll go to, thank you so much for your statement, and then we'll go to the next item, the board questions and comments on the candidates. We'll take two pros and two cons. And yeah, 2 minutes for each of the two agenda items. So, Ms. Kaufman, are you for or against?
I'm asking a question.
Okay, well, we're taking
a question. I'm asking a question.
Go ahead.
I'd like to hear from both of you. I mean, I know how Mr. Crumshaw feels about Robert's Rules. I've heard Ms. Lafferty speak ill of the Robert's Rules, that you don't like them, you don't think they should be used. Our bylaws are under Robert's Rules, so I want to get an understanding from you, if you will, despite your personal feelings about Robert's Rules, respect Robert's Rules of Order and sort of brush up on them in order to do this.
I have a question. Can I get some clarification? Is that a pro or a con statement? I'm just wondering.
Figure it out, Ted. I don't know.
It's your question. I'm just curious.
I have no idea. I have no idea.
Okay.
That's probably not the best.
May I just add? I believe that.
I have both of them for questions.
Okay. Can we'll take the responses at the end. We'll gather the questions. And then we'll take them.
I believe that was for both. And I'm a little concerned about, I understand the thrust of the statement, but I think that people should ask questions and then not fill in the blanks with their own interpretation.
Thank you. Okay. So what we'll do is we'll take the questions. We need two pros and two cons on each. So okay. Excuse me.
Point of clarification. So if there's a question, I don't know if it's necessary. In my opinion, I'm not sure if this is the intent of that particular. Two pro versus two con. Sometimes questions are just questions to the candidate. And if somebody wants to make a statement on behalf of the person, they can either say, I support this person, or I do not support this other person. So it would be a total, I guess, a four, either comments or questions combined.
Right. So that was one. That's what I was asking. What is it for? And there was no clarification.
Okay.
That was...
Can I get you to make a statement? Madam Chair, I'm sorry, but I've been having my hand up.
I understand.
I pointed that Ms. Kaufman had a hand up before I did.
Okay.
I'd like to be recognized at some point.
Yeah, I understand. Yeah, with that. Let me try
to keep up. Am I in the queue?
I think he's busy because he's... Am I in the queue? Okay. Do me a favor, please. I'm trying to keep that. Normally, I have support from the timekeeper, but because the timekeeper is the candidate right now. Okay, so I'm going to get him. Okay, so we have Leah, and then Mr. Reyes is speaking, and Dr. Wenger, you're on the staff. Right.
Okay, so I guess this is sort of, you know, in the spirit of what Ms. Kaufman just said. I don't know if it's a pro or con. I support both these gentlemen. I have a lot of respect for both of them. I would definitely be voting in a certain way for the gentleman that I respect as equally as I respect both these gentlemen. I just have to say that, you know, I think some people have been afforded the opportunity to be chair already. So that's going to inform my vote as to why I must support Mr. Lafferty.
Please,
I hope there will be
comments. Excuse me, members of the public, there's time for public comment. Dr. Wenger, you're next.
I like both these candidates very much. I'm going to vote for John Crumshaw according to the following theory. we all use single transferable voting for almost all of our, basically all of our elections, and the reason is to share the power. So, you know, there's a majority, and there's a minority, but the minority gets, it's not shut out. It's not like the Dems and the Republicans do, where it's 100, you know, the winners get all the power. We share the power, and it's logical to share the power between the offices, between the chair and the vice chair. And so I'm going to propose, and I'm soliciting your input for the future, but I've just invented an amendment to the national bylaws that basically says that when we vote for, when LSV votes for chairs, the first person, the first place person comes gets the chair, the second place person gets the vice chair to support that theory. So that's, and this goes for the comments of both people here. Jim Lafferty would like there to be more decorum, more civility. And Don, I think, spoke to that as well. So you guys are not distinguishable from that. But according to my theory, I'm going to vote for Crumshaw, and I hope we can improve the governance in the future to do that.
Okay. Thank you. We already have two pros on to each, and then that sounds like it's a con on the last amendment.
Okay, so mine is pro Jim Lafferty, although he would be held in good stead with Crumshaw as well. But I also wanted to point out that questions are in order. It's a time issue. If we have 15 minutes, we start at 2:15. If we have questions, we're going to go to some time for now. So the issue is also just to inform what's involved with the vice chair situation. And number one is obviously they serve as chair when the chair is unable to serve as chair to preside over the meeting. But there is also a bylaws requirement that if there is a special meeting, in other words, one that the board has not set, that all four officers must agree. And so, you know, so there are other aspects to this. In terms of Jim Lafferty, a significant player in the community, which is what KPSA is known for, he holds, and I've seen it here, he holds process informational meetings here for all kinds of young people having to do with their legal responsibilities and how they can he passes it forward, in other words. And but his participation in community events, organizations, and so forth would be a good reason also for having
that no invite.
Thank you. Do we have any, not the cons or negative, but do we have any cons? Did Edward different pros? Do either one? Or any other questions for the candidates before we go to public comment?
Are we supposed to answer?
Yes.
Right. Okay.
Do you want to answer the board's question before you answer the public question?
Yes, please.
Public comment.
I think you should do public comment and then answer all the questions.
Okay.
That'll be good. Okay, so we have 7.5 minutes for public comment.
Do we have a mic? Or?
No. We're having a new meeting next door, that's why.
Okay, very good. So I support Jim Lafferty very well. I remember when John Crumshaw was the chair, and it's not a pleasant time for the LSB, this is about KPSK. Therefore, my memory is not fun. And basically, I do not like the way he does the program, and he shuts down a lot of opposition to the UGLA insiders. And that is, all of that informs me that I do not want him anywhere near chairing or vice chairing this board. Thank you.
Certainly have high respect for both John and Jim, but my particular question to both of them is, what would either of them do to increase board participation in fundraising, donor engagement, and donor retention?
Thank you.
I know them both. I like them both. I think they both do a good job. The key thing is not just what Zoo just said, but also to make this board more functional, less acrimonious, less factional, and to respond to not only board comments, but to listen comments if they're appropriate, instead of just saying next, next, and paying no attention. So sometimes comments from listeners, sometimes, not always, are as pertinent and questions as well as comments as from the board members. So in short, not only stability, but functionality and less acrimony. And I think either one of them would do a fine job. I have no preference. It's only a month or two left anyhow. It's not a big deal.
Thank you. Gentlemen, would you like to take a turn answering those all the questions, please?
The only question I heard, I think, was Jim. I'm sorry?
Dewberry.
Oh, Julie, I'm sorry, and Dewberry. Let me be clear. I'm on record. In fact, I'm the reason the National Labor Code no longer uses Robert's Rules of Order. That's absolutely true. It was an illegal document drawn up by leaders in the first place. And it ill-serves a group, I think, such as this one, or a group that doesn't want to simply be a group of voters playing games with them. But having said that, I understand those are the rules that govern here. And I've been on the board, I don't know, 5 or 6 years, and you have too, and I don't hesitate to side with those if I think they're right on matters of rules of order. I've done that often with John, I've done it with others. Which I've decided the island for talking about. So, yes, you don't have to worry about me being quite willing to enforce Robert's Rules of Order. It's called a pothole, but that really is just the chair. But should I, in this next month or so, find myself in that position, I promise you that I would adhere to that. As I've done on other boards where I've had to do the same thing, even though I think the best interest of the organization, we should find a frankly more democratic thing to see. Now, two very special. I think that's the job of everybody on the board. I don't know if they want the job of a vice chair or chair or any other. I've often thought about that. I always vote against, for example, attending a budget. It seems to me that we ought to be raising money, not spending the station's money. We ought to be doing a number of things that we don't do. When it comes time, for example, for our on-air fund drive, I don't know how many folks do it, but I try to pay attention. Do we all contact our members? Do we all get on all the lists we can get on to encourage people to donate to the station? Most boards, in fact, of nonprofits are expected to raise money in order to justify their existence on board. But that could be tricky because you can have people with very little money who might be kept off of the board who otherwise are starting to be on. But that's really stopping them from notifying all their friends, holding out parties, doing whatever they can do in order to raise that minimal amount of money as they did in the nonprofit board. If I would do that, I think if any of us would try to do that, I think we'd all do a better job.